Health advocates throughout Idaho are breathing a sigh of relief after last night's defeat in Washington, D.C. of the GOP's attempt at overhauling health care. Matt Gillum has more on Idaho's response.
After the so-called skinny repeal of the Affordable Care Act perished last night, the Idaho Hospital Association, the Idaho Medical Association, and other experts and healthcare providers under the banner of the Close the Gap Idaho Coalition are expressing relief. The director of Idaho Voices for Children, Laura Necochea, tells the Spokesman Review thousands of families in the Gem State are resting a little easier knowing the bill failed. She called the proposed legislation hasty and reckless and said it would put seniors, children, and the disabled at risk of losing their health coverage. Many Republican senators derided the proposed legislation. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina called it, quote, a half-assed plan and the dumbest thing in history. Despite the colorful terms used to describe the unpopular skinny repeal, nearly all Republican senators, including Idaho's Mike Crapo and Jim Risch, voted in favor of repeal. Close the Gap Idaho expressed disappointment in the two Idaho lawmakers for supporting the bill and said in the future, the coalition hopes Risch and Crapo will work toward more constructive solutions to health care. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.